Now the rebels have pitched their camp in the midst of thick grass, which will easily burn when the wind blows. If we set fire to it at night, they will be thrown into a panic, and we can make a sortie and attack them on all sides at once." That same evening a strong breeze sprang up, so Huang Fusang instructed his soldiers to bind reeds together into torches and mount guard on the city walls, after which he sent out a band of daring men who stealthily made their way through the lines and started the fire with loud shouts and yells. Simultaneously, a glare of light shot up from the city walls, and Huang Fusang, sounding his drums, led a rapid charge, which threw the rebels into confusion and put them to headlong flight.
"A wind that rises in the daytime lasts long, but a night breeze soon falls. In every army, the five developments connected with fire must be known. The movements of the stars calculated, and a watch kept for the proper days."
"We must not only know how to assail our opponents with fire, but also be on our guard against similar attacks from them."
"Hence, those who use fire as an aid to the attack show intelligence. Those who use water as an aid to the attack gain an accession of strength. By means of water, an enemy may be intercepted, but not robbed of all his belongings. Unhappy is the fate of one who tries to win his battles and succeed in his attacks without cultivating the spirit of enterprise, for the result is waste of time and general stagnation."
"Those who want to make sure of succeeding in their battles and assaults must seize the favorable moments when they come and not shrink on occasion from heroic measures. That is to say, they must resort to such means of attack as fire, water, and the like. What they must not do, and what will prove fatal, is to sit still and simply hold to the advantages they have got."
"Hence the saying, 'The enlightened ruler lays his plans well ahead. The good general cultivates his resources.'"
"Move not unless you see an advantage. Use not your troops unless there is something to be gained. Fight not unless the position is critical."
"No ruler should put troops into the field merely to gratify his own ego, and no general should fight a battle simply out of spite. If it is to your advantage, make a forward move. If not, stay where you are. Anger may in time change to gladness. Vexation may be succeeded by content. But a kingdom that has once been destroyed can never come again into being, nor can the dead ever be brought back to life. Hence the enlightened ruler is heedful, and the good general full of caution. This is the way to keep a country at peace and an army intact."